from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Tight security for New Year's Eve celebrations.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year to our friends in Australia, where it's already 2016. In Sydney, one of the first population centers marking the dawn of 2016, Australians gathered to enjoy one of their biggest fireworks displays ever. Now, elsewhere, where 2015 is still clinging to its final few hours, security is tight at New Year's Eve celebrations as authorities confront threatened possible terror attacks against public celebrations. Jakarta was on high alert after Indonesian police uncovered plans for a terror attack on the capital during the festivities. In Belgium, the capital's annual New Year's celebration was canceled due to fears of terrorism. Police in Brussels say they've arrested a 10th suspect in connection with the November 13th terror attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. They also reported Thursday that 6 more people have been detained for questioning about a suspected New Year's Eve terror plot. Iran said Thursday it would respond to any interventionist measures by the U.S. after U.S. officials said the Treasury Department was preparing new sanctions connected to Iran's ballistic missile program. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Hossein Jaber Ansari called the planned sanctions unilateral, arbitrary and illegal. The Washington Street Journal, which first reported the planned move, said the sanctions will likely be formally announced this week and include about 12 people and companies in Iran, Hong Kong, and the United Arab Emirates. Sanctions would call on U.S. banks to freeze the assets of those on the list. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces continue to meet resistance as they try to tighten their grip on the provincial capital of Ramadi, wrested from the Islamic State control this week. The Iraqis are said to be encountering pockets of resistance and sporadic attacks, indicating a larger-than-expected presence. James Jeffrey is a former diplomat now at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
We've seen this before in battles such as Tikrit and to some degree Beji, which go back and forth. This city is primarily under the control of Iraqi forces at this point. They have a huge numerical superiority. They hold terrain, and while only a small percent of their forces are good in attacking ISIS, most of the forces in there can hold terrain once they've gotten in there.
More than 50 families trapped inside Ramadi said ISIS fighters had been using them as human shields. One who is identified only as Abbas relates the horrors of living under Islamic State oppression. The extremist groups, he said, just enjoyed slaughter and bloodshed. My uncle's child was put into a bag after being killed by them. They lived in another district in Ramadi. He sat at the front door. They said the child took pictures of them. He was only 12 years old. They questioned him as to why he took the pictures, and then they killed him and put him into a garbage bag, and we were not allowed to bury the body. The outgoing UN envoy to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, says the country has an unstoppable momentum toward being a stable and secure state.
I believe that Somalia in the last 2.5-3 years has made significant political progress and has also made some reasonable security progress as well.
Mr. Kay told VOA that Somalia has managed to convert a dream of being a federal Somalia into a reality. Burkina Faso's Salif Diallo was elected head of the National Assembly, making the ally-turned-opponent of ousted leader Blaise Compaoré the second most powerful man in the nation. Voters went to the polls in the Central African Republic on Wednesday in a much-delayed election. No serious clashes or irregularities were reported. Some among the tens of thousands of refugees also cast ballots, including Abdul Karim Kararahu in Cameroon.
Now, today, you can see everybody is so excited because we need change in our country. So, the situation whereby Central African Republic came today to install our new president. So, we need changes in our country.
More than 1.8 million people were registered to vote, choosing among some 30 presidential candidates and many others running for the legislature. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.